This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, we allow you to call this program. We never, sadly, get to all the callers that call in. We never, sadly, get to every text that comes in because it's genius stuff. Sometimes late at night, before I'm ready to hit the hail, go back through the text and the notes that you send, and just came out of my office and there was an email from or a box from Taylor, North Dakota, and another one from Bowman, North Dakota, and another one from the State Pen. Listeners to this program, I love that. I mean, so whether you snail mail us, or you text us, or you email us, it's fantastic. We love it. We really do, and appreciate you very much. I'll give you in a moment the address to send me packages, because I know there's no reason to worry about any of those packages, because they're coming from North Dakotans, right? And but here's the 24/7 hotline. It's something that we do with Oasis Petroleum. And Oasis Petroleum is one of the most innovative companies operating in the Bakken. These are folks that have, I mean, their job is to make the most sustainable barrel of oil, the cleanest barrel of oil that they can to sustain the environment. Now, you may say, Scott, what do they care? I mean, that's ridiculous. No, they get it. They get the world they're in. They get the world they're living in. And that is the world they're living in. If you look at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and Ron Ness and his team right now, everything they talk about is clean, sustainable energy. You got to play the game, if you will. But guess what? It's what we do. We just don't talk about it. It's already clean. It's already done better than anybody. Look at the Native American success with oil and gas drilling. Pretty phenomenal. They do it right next to Sakakawea. They're the poster child for how this industry can do what they do in a clean, sustainable fashion. But oil to Joe Biden, oil to the swamp is dirty. And what that means is it's dirty because they don't get to choose which fuel resource you use. So that's why I like the team at Oasis Petroleum. They're battling right now. Their CEO, a great guy, Tommy News, had to retire last year. There's new investors involved. But they're fighting. They're battling. They're keeping going. And I really encourage you to use the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline when you can at 855-200-1776. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have questions for Senator Kramer today, that's the quickest way to get him in, because Kevin and Todd will be reviewing those and we'll just keep them coming. So 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day. Be the Buffalo. Go into the storm. It's what North Dakotans do on the Be the Buffalo hotline. A lot of calls off the air about how do I get copies of Absolute Proof, Michael Lindell's two-hour documentary. There are now free DVDs at the website. All you pay is shipping. Order 25, give them to neighbors. I was at a bull sale this week. 100 people came up to me and said, I didn't write it down. I didn't get it. It's real simple. MichaelJLindell.com. MichaelJLindell.com. If you text me, I will make sure you get the link. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Senator Kevin Kramer joins us on a very busy day, and we do appreciate it because we know with the impeachment hearing continuing today in the Capitol, it's going to be a busy day. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thanks. You're right. It is a busy day. If being on a treadmill is busy. Because, of course, this is day four, I think, yeah, of the impeachment trial. Although I will say I'm looking forward to hearing from the defense team now. As you know, the House managers, as they're called, the prosecutors, rested their case late yesterday afternoon. Today starts the defense. They get 2 days, 16 hours to be utilized over 2 days. I think there's a lot of anticipation that won't take that long, and it shouldn't, because their case is, you know, first of all, they don't need to repeat everything 14 times like the House managers did, and second of all, their case is a little easier to make, I think, in defense of President Trump. But, you have to do it. There's no way out of it short of a dismissal. We lost those motions on the constitutional question. But anyway, so there's that. The good news is that we're not doing any damage to the rest of the country, other than we're not able to take votes on the executive calendar, as it's known, to, you know, confirm or deny cabinet secretaries, those kinds of things. Scott, one thing I want to say, though, because I was listening to your you know, pitch for using the, you know, the other line and talking about the petroleum industry, Tommy Nuss and Oasis. One of the interesting things and the points you made, and I think we should always remember, and I was reminded of it in a conference call this morning, actually, a Zoom call this morning, and that is the way that we produce any fuel in the United States, any type of energy, not just wind and solar or nuclear, which we also do really well, by the way, but all the fossil fuels as well. We do it cleaner than anybody. And let me give you an interesting example that people may not be aware of. There was a large liquid natural gas contract for U.S. liquid natural gas to be purchased by a company in France, a company called Engie. And Engie has been buying its natural gas from Russia. They had a large contract to buy from the United States. The country of France, the federal government, intervened and stopped that sale, and instead maintained their dependence on Russian natural gas. Now, that's bad for obvious national security reasons. But here's the craziest part, Scott. American natural gas is produced and shipped to Russia, to Europe at like 42% cleaner, lower emissions than Russian. So they've actually increased their carbon footprint by buying natural gas from an adversary rather than buying clean American produced natural gas. And there's a couple of stories like this, but it's just a phenomenal thing. And we should, instead of you know, necessarily always being defensive, and we need to defend ourselves for sure. But one of the ways to defend ourselves is to not apologize for the fact that we produce energy cleaner than anybody.
It's a very good point that I think, unfortunately, the industry is horrible telling that story. They need to get better at it because they have nothing to apologize for. And honestly, if the other side gets their way in absolutely destroying the industries, obviously Joe Biden is in the front of that parade right now wanting to do it, the cost of everything goes up and we gain nothing for the environment. This is the bizarre deal.
Right. Well, and if climate change being a global phenomenon, you know, I don't know how having all these things produced somewhere else makes any progress on what they consider to be their agenda. Remember, the demand doesn't go down, only the supply. Only the American domestic supply goes down. So, no, you're exactly right. We don't talk about it often enough. We probably don't present it cleanly enough. I think the issue is the how often you say it. You can't say it often enough, you know, to combat the other noise on the other side. So we have to be better at it.
Since we're starting with some energy things, before we get to the calls, Patrick in Arizona, by the way, is a first-time caller today, so we're looking forward to putting him to the front of the line, then we'll get to the rest of these calls. Talk about whether or not you believe DAPL is any kind of peril as being shut down right now, and also about what the Biden administration did by intervening with their DOJ and saying, 60 days, let's just take a pause here. Governor Burgum interpreted that yesterday on the program to be a dog whistle, if you will, to the anti-DAPL crowd that we all know too well, you know, commanded a ton of, you know, law enforcement resources, time, and effort over their, by the way, not-so-peaceful protest that everybody thought was so great on the left. Is that in danger of happening again, do you believe?
I do believe that. I think the governor's observation of that and his analysis of that is certainly plausible. I don't want to say it's imminent because who knows, but I question why the 60 days. I mean, this is not, on the legal matters, legal standards, a difficult situation. This is not a difficult case. The appellate court in D.C. You know, ruled that, you know, that the judge was right in vacating the easement while the EIS is continuing, but they also you know, left the ultimate conclusion or the solution to how you're going to deal with this time frame between now and the EIS being completed. That's the environmental impact study, that broader, more in-depth impact study that's required, but how they're going to deal with the line as it exists. As you know, how it exists is for 3 years, it's been running and moving a lot of oil, over 500,000 barrels per day, safely, securely, efficiently, with a very low carbon footprint. And that's up to the Corps of Engineers. They're the ones on trial here. It's their decision that's on trial. It's their permit that is being questioned, and they're the experts. And I think with a February 10th, a very short time frame for a next steps hearing is what I call it. I don't know what the official word is. That short time frame was certainly plenty of time, but also short enough. There's plenty of time to make the point that the Corps would make, you know, with a record that they've built, a very good, solid record that they've built, and they are the administrators, gives them more than adequate time to make the case that this line can continue to operate. The only reason for a delay, in my view, is to help opponents have more time to prepare for stopping the pipeline. So, yeah, it's. I think the governor's right, but I also am not overly pessimistic about the outcome.
Well, unfortunately, we weren't all that pessimistic about the outcome last time, but we know what happened to a lot of good people.
Right.
Landowner rights were trampled. It was a long nightmare, and the idea that you, like the governor, believe this could happen again is nothing short of chilling to me. I mean, it's probably the thing we ought to be concerned about most, which even is more so than Joe Biden's executive orders and the big fat target they have on North Dakota, which is saying something. More with Senator Kramer after this on What's On Your Mind. Got an oil field truck? Needed clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Needed washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Some beers and swap the night on cares. smiling redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised.
There you go. Have a little conversation about God's grace. That'd be a good thing to do today. Channel all your frustration right there. Somebody just emailed me, by the way.
God is great, beer is good,
and
people are crazy.
As long as it's no duels, I agree with everything you just said there.
Yeah.
It is. So Dennis emails, I thought it was pretty pathetic of you to turn an on-air prayer into a plea for your God. I hope it's the same God he has, but your God to own the blibs by making Rush live 10 years more. You are not a serious person. Only a clown would politicize a simple prayer. Well, it was a joke. I think the God, my God, you said my, your God, so my God actually has a sense of humor. That's my belief. It's America. I can believe that. Yeah. And I just thought, what, how more could you irritate liberals than having Rush live for 10 more years? I don't know. If that's irreverent, I'm guilty.
Have him live for 20?
Our program today is brought to you by Pipers. Do you know they're America's land auctioneers? They are. In fact,
I heard that.
Saturday, 1 week from tomorrow, we'll begin an all-new America's Land Auctioneer program on most of the stations you're listening to right now. K-Fire, KTGO, WDAY, AM 970, 93.1, and AM 1100 The Flag. So that's going to be great fun. We'll learn so much together. It will be great. Kevin and his whole team. By the way, next Tuesday, a couple days away, Lee Erickson Estate Farm Machinery Auction is happening, which is going to be fantastic. That's timed online auction at 1 p.m. And, of course, they do machinery auctions better than anybody. Same thing on land auctions. There's one, I want to say here, 160 acres in Kidder County is happening out there at Robinson. There's also, you can go to Pipers.com and find all these. 160 acres up by Grand Forks. $450,000 price set on that one already. Clay County is South Dakota. Kidder County, another parcel there, Aitken County, Minnesota, Dunn County, North Dakota. Look at this, 411 acres. Oh, my gosh. Pipers.com. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Before I go to the calls, anything else you want to say about today? And I know that you are literally getting ready for the trial to begin, Senator Cramer, so if you at any point have to walk away and do anything, you just let us know. But we think we're going to be good to the top here, right?
I think we are. Yeah, we are. We might be. I might be breathless by the end from walking the long ways over because we're way over at the Hart Building right now as a conference, and then we'll be going to the Capitol, which is the furthest distance you can be. But anyway, that said, I think we'll be fine getting through it, Scott. It's fine. And then as far as the rest of the day, so just to maybe bring people up to speed, the first day of the trial, Tuesday, was 4 hours, 2 hours equally divided, dedicated to the question of the constitutionality of the Senate's, you know, the Senate's authority or jurisdiction over the trial impeachment of a former president, a private citizen. I voted against that. 56 of my colleagues disagreed. A simple majority means that the constitutional question of jurisdiction was settled in the affirmative. And people should know this. I think, you know, if it interests you, I was of the opinion going into that vote, you know, I was pretty sure that it was probably going to prevail because at the very least, 50 Democrats were going to vote for it. And it's an undecided issue for a lot of people. A lot of scholars, in fact, are split on it. But because I felt like we didn't have jurisdiction over a private citizen, I wondered, well, would that be enough reason for me to oppose or to vote for acquittal? And I guess I came to the realization or the conclusion that it was not, that the Senate rules and the Constitution itself, even the impeachment itself rules, mean to give the authority to the Senate to govern itself. In other words, we answer our own constitutional question. The Supreme Court doesn't answer it. The Chief Justice doesn't answer it. No other court answers it. We answer it for ourselves on our own procedures. And if a majority of my colleagues believe it is constitutional, then we have to move forward. And at that point, I could start considering the facts of the case, not the constitutional question. Now, others may have a different opinion, but that's where I landed. Then the next 2 days, that would be Wednesday and Thursday, The House managers, that would be the prosecutors representing the House of Representatives, bring their case. They have 8 hours, 2 days. In other words, 16 hours equally divided between 2 days. They didn't take 16. I think they took something like six or something the first day and maybe three or four yesterday. They rested yesterday afternoon. Today, the defense team, the president's defense team, will start their 16 hours a lot of the time. They'll use much less of it, I'm quite certain. If people want to know what I think is going to happen, I'll just tell you that what I believe they'll do, and I don't have any insight knowledge, but I know what I would do, and I'm not a lawyer, so you, please don't try to hire me for as one, because it probably wouldn't be a good one. But my guess is they'll first go after the credibility of the accusers, and there's a lot to go after, starting with the fact they've been trying to impeach him since the day he took office, or really before he took office. Lots of evidence of that. The second thing they'll go after, I would guess, is the hypocrisy of their positions on things like, you know, the defund. It's ironic that the defund the police crowd is suddenly the we've got to stand up for our cops crowd. The fact that several of them have advocated for violence, not spoken out against it, including the sitting president right now, who called twice, once for a union leader to beat me up, and another time he said he was going to beat me up.
Whoa. Did you just say that Joe Biden said that about you and actually suggested that there be force inflicted upon you for something you said?
Well, he did. I mean, in the campaign in 2018.
Wait a minute here. Kevin says he has it, and then you can set this up after we play it, because sure. Maybe some folks missed this. This is Joe Biden being interviewed on some obscure talk show that I've never heard of before. But anyway, go ahead and roll that.
Well, Vice President Biden, everybody's got this race over. What's your thoughts?
I don't think it's over. I don't think it's over at all. You know, my state, which you probably wouldn't know, Delaware, the single biggest industry is agriculture. It's almost $5 billion on our peninsula. And the idea that this guy she's running against says that farmers have to suck it up because the impact on soybeans and the impact of the trade wars, that they have to, they're engaging in hysteria. They don't have a very high threshold of pain. Well, I'd like to give him a high threshold of pain. I mean, these people break their necks. No, I'm serious. I'm really serious. I don't.
Wow.
Wow.
Somebody's laughing in the background there. I don't know. We better start impeachment hearings right now on Joe Biden, if that's what he said about you, Senator.
Yeah, of course, at the time I didn't take it very seriously, and I still don't. But evidently I should have. There's going to be a lot of, I think, pointing to their hypocrisy on this and a whole host of issues. And then when it gets to the facts, I think it settles itself pretty quickly, because what they did is, with a lot of good, fancy Hollywood-style production, and they did a good job of it, by the way. I do not want to diminish at all how well-organized the managers were, frankly, how likable they are, how professional their presentation was, and how made-for-television it was. But what they proved, without any doubt, is what an awful, awful experience we all had on January 6th. I say we because I was witness to it, as many people were. And then they'll get to the exact words that he said. Things like, go peacefully protest, the only real command, and some other things.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? They should, because if you're going to take Donald Trump's words and say they incited a riot, first he did a terrible job of inciting a riot because there were a million people in Washington, D.C., and 800 ended up in the Capitol. So I don't know that he incited anything other than a very, very bad decision on the part of some dumb people. More after this.
For years, Peklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it.
Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Problems continue to plague the Lincoln Project organization and is now facing big problems and major legal trouble after it was accused of publishing screenshots of private Twitter direct messages belonging to one of its co-founders, Jennifer Horn. Horn left the Lincoln Project last week amid the John Weaver scandal. The Lincoln Project is an American political action committee formed in late 2019. The Department of Health and Human Services has been made aware that the COVID-19 vaccine was listed as one of the several causes of death for an individual in Nebraska. The individual, a male in his late 40s with a number of medical conditions, died between 1 and 2 weeks after receiving his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. DHHS says vaccination is still the best line of defense against the COVID-19 pandemic. NASCAR fires back up this weekend. Sunday is Daytona 500 season opener, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive boosts before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. I love making you hungry because the home cooking they have there is unlike anything you have. You know, there's a million fast food restaurants in this world that you can eat. Why on the road would you not want home cooking? Grab and go convenience. That's what they have at PetroServe USA. They also have the best fuel choices. When they say they make America feel better, you see a Marathon sign at PetroServe USA or a Senex sign or PetroServe USA branded fuel. That means they have choices on where they get their fuel, meaning you pay less than you do other places. I filled up twice this week with unleaded 88. Absolutely love that choice. Yeah, it's incredible. It really is great price and great performance, too. And at PetroServe USA near you, tell them Scott sent you. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. And I understand you're in a lunch with your colleagues right now, so we may be hearing from some of them. Maybe you want to hand off some of these calls to them. Tell Ted Cruz that we got a question or two for him. But Steve Daines is nearby, you understand? Are they going to tolerate you doing an interview?
Yeah. Oh, they're either going to tolerate me or they're going to replace me, one or the other. But why don't you should say hi to Daines. He's been on your show. Remember we had him on like 3 days before North Dakota carried him over the top.
I do.
In Montana.
I do. Yeah.
Do you remember? Here, I'll give him the phone, Scott. He can say hi to you.
Hey, Scott. Steve Daines.
Yeah, Steve. Good to talk to you. I know that we've talked since the election, so congratulations, by the way. I know our listeners in eastern Montana were holding their breath that night, as you were too. So glad you're back there.
Well, I'm very glad you're back here, and it's a big thanks to the folks in eastern Montana who have some common sense on that part of our state. It's not always common everywhere else. But and I want to thank Kevin Cramer. You know, Kevin and his sweet wife, Chris, came over to Montana just before the election, and we spent some time together in Sydney, and we went over to Lewistown. But Kevin's been a great friend. You've got a great senator there. In fact, I'm sitting here looking at both Kevin and then Ted Cruz as well. Ted came to Montana as well and campaigned for me. So I was so appreciative of all the support I had from my conservative colleagues to make sure that we held that Montana Senate seat.
I have to ask you about a topic that I know is painful right now in Montana. That's the Keystone XL pipeline. We, of course, have the DAPL situation. Senator Cramer talked about that. But how painful is it to hear these stories of people who, by the stroke of a pen, lost their job because Joe Biden wants to stop something that's tracking towards completion? Just amazing to me.
It is. It's incredible. You know, 6 hours after Joe Biden was sworn in, he killed the Keystone Pipeline via executive fiat. This is all part of Biden's making Saudi Arabia great again strategy. I mean, it was just shocking to us in Montana to see where he is. He cares more about Middle Eastern jobs than he cares about Montana jobs and American jobs. And I was talking to one of our county commissioners in Fallon County, of course, where Baker is, where we got one of those on-ramps. We're going to have about 100,000 barrels a day of North Dakota oil, Bakken oil, coming into the Keystone Pipeline, let's not forget. But I talked to one of our county commissioners. They just issued 60 pink slips to families there in eastern Montana. Those are some of the best paying jobs, best benefits, union jobs, and Biden eliminated them. It's shocking to us, truly. And the crazy part about it is that the Keystone Pipeline is the most environmentally sound way to transport oil. It would have zero carbon, net carbon by 2030. This is the green way to transport oil. It's great for jobs. $80 million of tax revenues to eastern Montana every year. It was devastating. And I think it just highlights how radical the Biden administration is in their agenda. They've embraced the Green New Deal, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, let Senator Kramer have one more bite of his salad, if you'll kindly hand the phone to Senator Cruz so we can say hi to him here quick.
All right. I'll hand this over to Ted Cruz. He's on the batter's deck here, ready to swing the bat. He's ready to go.
I love it. Okay. Senator Kramer having right. lunch with his colleagues today before the impeachment hearings wrap up. And Senator Cruz, someone else we've had the pleasure of interviewing in the past. In fact, he came to Fargo, North Dakota for the GOP convention when he was in a battle with then Donald Trump for president of the United States and the Republican nomination. Senator Cruz, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Well, Scott, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So you're about to enter the Senate chamber and have a conversation about Donald Trump and impeachment and a vote and everything. What do you just give me your quick view on this process and what's become of the U.S. Senate and our government right now?
Well, listen, it's become a political circus. The congressional Democrats are consumed with hatred for Donald Trump. Sadly, for 4 years, that has defined the Democratic Party. And this impeachment never made any sense. I think it's a waste of time. It is an expression of their deep partisan rage towards the president. And the good news, though, is that the end is crystal clear and unavoidable. Donald Trump is going to be acquitted. It takes 67 votes to convict the president. There is 0% chance there will be 67 votes to convict the president. Every single senator in that chamber knows that. All of the House managers know that. Every reporter knows that. And so they're going through political theater. They're trying to attack the president. They're trying to attack every Republican. They're trying to attack every conservative. But fundamentally, who they're trying to attack is the 75 million Americans who voted for President Trump. And they're trying to erase conservatives across this country. It is mean-spirited. But the good news is it's not going to work, and it's headed towards failure.
Now, Senator Kramer has told us before that he is the senator from the energy state that really matters, because North Dakota, as you know, is number two in producing oil to some state that I forget that kind of is all about freedom to the south of us. So who's number one in that regard, would you say?
It's Tejas, baby!
Well, I'm going to agree with the call there, and I'll just say, look, you know, as Texans, we can sometimes be a little loud and have some swagger, and so I'm every time I'm in North Dakota, I'm proud to be with my friends and brothers. And I'll tell you, Kevin and I work very closely fighting to defend energy independence, fighting to defend energy jobs, and they make a big, big difference in North Dakota. They make a big, big difference in Texas and all across the country. And sadly, the Joe Biden administration is in the process of destroying jobs all over the country.
If we got a fighting chance against these guys, I mean, what's going to happen? Is this just lawyer up time? What would you tell the folks right now that are listening to you, hanging on everything that's coming out of Washington, where they're going to keep their jobs, whether it's a ban on federal lands, whether it's capital drying up from these companies that say we can't drill because there's so much uncertainty. Price of oil is going up and drilling activity is going down. I mean, you track North Dakota would probably have about 60 rigs right now at this price, and there's 10 because of what they're doing. So what do you want the folks in oil country to know?
Well, look, what I would say is hold on tight. The next 2 years are going to be really tough. In the short term, I'm pessimistic. In the long term, I'm very optimistic. I think the Biden administration is waging a war on oil and gas, a war on American energy independence, and they're going to destroy a lot of jobs, and it's going to be hard on North Dakota. It's going to be hard on Texas. The good news is they're going so far, they're going so extreme, that I think the American people are already concerned, and I think by the end of 2 years are going to be horrified at the policies they see. That means we're going to have a very, very good election, I believe, in 2022, and an even better election in 2024. But we got to make it through the next 2 years and the next 4 years first.
99 of your colleagues could learn a little something about the fight that you put up every day, a firewall for our Constitution. We appreciate you, Senator Cruz, very much. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. God bless.
You as well. So there's Senator Kramer handing the phone around. I don't know who's next. Don't put Mitt Romney on the phone or it might get a little ugly, but those guys were fun. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, no, glad to do it, Scotty. I'm going to step out here because, as you can probably tell, we've started a meeting here, which was not anticipated, but here we are. We got some fairly good news out here. The leader just announced that the defense team it probably will wrap up its case today before dinner. Which makes perfect sense. There's no need to take 16 hours when you can do it in six, you know. And although, don't tell a senator that. But and then we'll take a dinner break, and then after dinner we can go to the Q&A in Rand. Then we can do the Q&A for where senators have 4 hours, 2 hours, each side, going back and forth on questions for the lawyers of the two teams. Again, should not be required all of that time, but you never know. Again, we are senators.
So what you just are saying there is this might wrap up today yet, sometime tonight.
Most likely not, because after that there's then up to 4 hours for closing arguments, and that would be tomorrow.
Oh,
and then, I know. I know. You're going to have to watch a lot more video. Or better yet, watch a different channel.
One final question, then I want to go to these callers. It seems to me that any attempt at unity, and by the way, Joe Biden in his a bomber jacket and mask, something that's never happened in the history of the United States, somebody wearing a mask and a bomber jacket, but he managed to do it at the White House today and said he hopes his Republican friends have some gumption. So he's all in on this. Is there any chance there's going to be unity after this?
Well, hope springs eternal, but this is a pretty lousy start. Not only is the impeachment like the worst thing you could do if you want to achieve unity, impeachment of a private citizen, but beyond that, while we're doing this, he's busy signing executive orders to undo the things that we did over the course of 4 years. And, with no regard for us. And by the way, here's another thing I don't know if you've noticed, but he has formed in some of his executive orders up to, I think it's like, the latest count that the Wall Street Journal had, 24 councils, various councils, commissions, and things that he's formed. Well, what's the purpose of a council when you have a Congress? A lot of people will use Congress's inaction as an excuse to form a different commission or council or whatever you'd call it.
Task force,
task force, all those things. And what people forget is Congress not acting is Congress acting. That's the point. If you don't,
and by the way, all those are going to cost a ton of money to the taxpayer as well. Completely unnecessary money. Let's get to the calls here. I want to get a couple of them before the break. Jeff is on the road, first time caller. We have a prize for you, Jeff, so stay tuned after the call and we'll get your address. What is your question for Senator Cramer?
Not so much a question. Well, I guess it is a question or some comment. I'm from small town South Dakota. We're in the tourism industry, a major lifeline of our community. I was reading an article this week where the Canadian government, specifically, I believe, the Alberta province, has shut down all cruise ship travel out of Seattle into Anchorage through March of 2022. And the article basically went on to say that the congressional representatives from Alaska was very disappointed, which understandably so. They felt there was no discussion, no anything with this decision being made. Well, the article went on to say that basically the Canadian government is going, well, you guys didn't give us any input or discussion when you pulled the Keystone Pipeline out, and it's X amount of billion of revenue per year. I was just wondering if our congressional people there have got any insight on that, because it almost appears to me, in my opinion, is that it's liberalism starting to cannibalize liberalism.
Yes. So he's right on in lots of reasons. I'd like to answer it more completely, Scott, after the break.
Yeah, we will do that for sure, because I think it deserves a little extra attention, and it's happening everywhere. Look at Florida right now. Federal government saying you can't travel to Florida. What that is Florida's doing really good with this COVID thing, and they're embarrassing us, so let's not let people go there. You can't make this up. What's happening? They've forgotten the 10th Amendment for sure, at a minimum. More with Senator Cramer after this, and Devin Bismarck, Patrick in Arizona.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
If you're filling up at Petroserve USA, you're saving money. Simple as that. Find a Petroserve USA near you. Marathon, Senex, and Petroserve USA branded gas, so they're always getting you the best deal. But the red, white, and blue Petroserve USA is what you want to look for. Plus, you'll get home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the 4-for-4 deal every day, all day. Petroserve USA serves you hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a drink, 4 items for $4. All day, every day, Petroserve USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind, Barbara Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Let's see, we started with a 42 below wind chill this morning in Bismarck. I've been mentioning the heated seats, heated steering wheel, and remote start on your OnStar app on your phone, so you don't have to point a key fob. You can still do it. In fact, you can shop, click, drive, and not even go outside. Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
You get a vehicle from Team Schwann, and then you root for weather like this because that's how good they take care of you. The app starts it from a mile away and, you know, anywhere, really, right? The app works from anywhere. You don't need to, the distance thing goes away with the app. Pretty amazing.
Steve
and the crew there, we love them. Great folks. All right, back 11 before the top of the hour. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. And Deb and Bismarck, and let's see, the other first-time callers here, we have Patrick in Arizona. Stay tuned. We'll get to you in just a moment here. But first, Senator Cramer, I understand you have another guest there, huh?
I do have another guest. As you know, the Keystone Pipeline, while it runs through North Dakota, the original one, and the Keystone XL runs right by North Dakota with some North Dakota oil, it's to end in Louisiana. So I've got a Louisiana senator, everybody's favorite Senate orator, John Kennedy, here. So he wants to say hi to you guys. Here he is.
All right.
Oh, man.
Hey, folks.
Senator
John Kennedy.
This is John Kennedy. This is Scott Hanna and Kevin Flynn. Todd Mitchell, two of your, three of your biggest fans on earth, just so you know.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm standing here with one of my biggest fans, Kevin Kramer. He, I've so enjoyed getting to know him. He's a nice guy, but when it comes to protecting his people, he's tough as a $3 steak. I mean, the guy is just, he's a rock star as far as I'm concerned.
What is that town, and Joe Biden doing right now to the industry that is so important to you in Louisiana and us in North Dakota? What's going on?
Well, he's gutting us like a fish. I mean, his new energy policy, as best I can tell, is the following. Let's don't produce our own oil. Instead, let's buy oil from countries that hate us, so those countries will have more money to buy weapons to try to kill us. I mean, that's his energy policy. And as I said the other night, I believe in an all-of-the-above energy policy. I think wind and solar, we ought to develop them, geothermal, nuclear. But my car, as I said the other day, it does not run off fairy dust or unicorn urine. Oil and gas is necessary. We cannot run the greatest economy in all of human history without oil and gas. And that's not going to change in the foreseeable future and maybe ever.
Senator,
and you don't have to be Einstein's cousin to realize that.
Amen. Senator, do you think they're listening? I mean, do you think that ultimately you can raise objections and do this and do that, but, I mean, do they even want to have a conversation or even care?
Well, not so far. Their definition of unity has been sit down, shut up, do what we say, don't ask questions, and if you're nice, we'll tell the New York Times to say you're cooperating.
Wow.
I'm not interested in that.
No kidding.
You know, I mean, I don't think Senator Kramer is either.
Are you?
We're sent up here not to be ugly or mean, but to stand up for America and its principles. And I think these people who are running the show right now, I don't mean to be ugly, but I think they've been taking some of those new magic mushrooms that they made illegal in Oregon or something.
You don't have those in Louisiana, do you? Just good old God-fearing,
freedom-loving
folks. Well, good luck today on that vote. I'm sure it's going to be tough, or tomorrow, or whatever comes, right? Yeah.
Yeah, sorry to hear.
We'll get through it.
Sorry to hear they're shutting Mardi Gras down too, sir.
Oh my gosh! Of course they are.
We're not having Mardi Gras, but have a cocktail in our memory. Okay?
Amen.
There you go. It's Mardi Gras everywhere when John Kennedy's on the radio with you, folks. That guy is unbelievable.
All right, guys, you're kind.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
You bet, Senator.
Thank you, sir.
Senator John Kennedy, and boy, oh boy. That was quite the show.
He's literally one of my favorites, if not my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm right after you, Kev.
I'm listening.
Right after you.
Exactly.
After you.
Hey, I'm listening.
You're my guy.
All right, let's go to Deb in Bismarck for Senator Kevin Kramer. First time caller, so we have a little gift for you today, Deb. What's on your mind?
Well, I just have a question that I watched the TV on January 6th, and I kept going through all the channels and recording it on my phone. And I was just wondering why in the impeachment trial, they have a different soundtrack. If anybody's noticed that, it's sort of like watching Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz when she's running from the tree, she's wearing her red shoes. But then when they go back to the clip, she's running with her black shoes.
You are a wise woman, Deb. What do you think, Kevin? Do you think you're seeing actual video with actual audio, or they doctored these things up a little bit?
Well, okay, that's two different questions. We're seeing actual video of the day. I don't think there's any question about that. We've seen it all many times before. We're seeing some for the first time. It's the video that comes right out of the Capitol. But you're very observant in that it is definitely doctored up. A lot of the grainy, you've all seen surveillance video from an officer's an officer's body cam,
yep,
or security video, you know it doesn't look that good, right? So they've definitely worked it. They've got a production crew that's doing all of that. They've added a lot of audio. In some cases, it's the legitimate audio of the moment. In other cases, they certainly turned it up, by the way, a lot. So there's no question it's doctored for dramatic effect. That is part of the problem, because I think one of the biggest challenges is they're trying to convince us, not really, they're trying to convince you, but they're pretending to try to convince us, and we were all there. So in other words, they're showing us footage of something we've already witnessed.
Deb, I appreciate your call very much. And I think it's disgusting we're seeing first-time surveillance video. Why wasn't that out day one to try and find these people and arrest them?
Well, a lot of it was being used. It's just in different formats. But you also have to remember that in an investigation, it's not unusual to withhold
something. Well, I get that. But if we really want to find somebody, I think the best thing to do is get out in public and get these people known, because I think we all agree,
right,
anybody in that Capitol that night breaking the law belongs in jail. Senator Kramer, thanks for the time today. God bless. Keep fighting.
It was fun.
See you next week, folks.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.